Educate client on income assistance. There are financial safety net programs available to people living in the United States. If a client experiences a reduction in income, they may need to access government financial assistance programs to support themselves and their family through a possibly difficult time. When discussing income assistance with a client, start by understanding both their needs and their attitudes toward assistance programs. Some clients may be hesitant to apply due to stigma, their own or from others, pride or misconceptions about eligibility. Create a supportive environment where they feel comfortable discussing any concerns. Explain that government assistance programs are available to help people until they are able to improve their financial circumstances. Clarify that these programs can be grouped into several categories: unemployment benefits, Medicaid, SNAP and TNF, grants, housing and utilities assistance. Here is an example of unemployment benefits that might be helpful. The clients are expecting their first baby in 4 months. One of them is employed full-time and the other, who is pregnant, is employed part-time. The full-time spouse just learned they will be laid off next week. The couple faces an immediate reduction in income and needs income assistance. The spouse who is employed part-time cannot add hours to their workload due to being pregnant. The couple is examining their budget, reducing expenses, and checking their emergency savings while trying not to stress about the loss of income. The clients should apply as quickly as possible for unemployment benefits after employment is terminated or reduced. Unemployment benefits, which provide temporary support when someone loses their job through no fault of their own, are cash payments made to the individual. There are important details to understand about unemployment benefits. The benefit amount is based on their previous earnings, yet they will likely receive much less than their regular paycheck. The maximum unemployment benefits they can receive are capped. Benefits may not be enough to sustain them and their family. These benefits typically last no more than 26 weeks, approximately 6 months. Note that each state administers its own unemployment benefits programs, so always check with individual state guidelines. Unemployment benefits are a form of public insurance, meaning premiums for unemployment insurance are paid by employers each time an employee is paid. It is worth noting that the benefit will be significantly less than their previous full-time paycheck, so an emergency fund in tandem with unemployment benefits can provide an important safety net during this difficult time to bridge the gap between unemployment benefits and living expenses while they seek new employment. Numerous government agencies provide various types of support for individuals and families facing challenging times. The couple in this example may qualify for assistance to support them during this time of income reduction. Exhibit 2-6 lists some key government financial assistance programs and their area of service. Exhibit 2-6, Key Government Financial Assistance Programs. The following sections briefly outline resources and direct counselors to experts for additional financial safety net programs available to clients who may be experiencing a reduction in income. Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, is defined as a state and federally funded program that offers affordable health coverage for children and families with incomes too high for Medicaid but too low to afford private insurance. Many states offer CHIP to families earning up to twice the federal poverty level or even higher. A person can have job-based insurance and still qualify for CHIP, depending on their income. Most states allow people to apply for both CHIP and Medicaid at the same time. Since each state runs its program with different rules, check with the state health department for specific details about coverage and eligibility. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, is defined as a U.S. government agency that provides healthcare services, benefits, and support to eligible military veterans and their families. VA disability compensation helps veterans with conditions caused or worsened by military service. Veterans with honorable or general discharges automatically qualify, while other discharge types may still be eligible based on individual circumstances. Compensation amounts are based on disability ratings from 0% to 100%, with additional benefits for those with dependents. These payments are tax-free. The VA offers higher payments for veterans with severe disabilities who need daily assistance. Caregivers may also qualify for support when veterans need continuous personal care. A counselor can help veteran clients apply for these benefits by assisting with documentation submission. Since each situation is unique and requirements can change, refer clients to the VA or a Veterans Service Officer for specific details about eligibility and benefits. Housing Choice Voucher Program, Section 8. Housing Choice Voucher Program, Section 8, is defined as a federal assistance program that provides subsidizing vouchers to low-income individuals and families, enabling them to afford safe and sanitary housing in the private market. Section 8 helps low-income families, elderly, and disabled individuals afford housing in the private market. Recipients pay 30% of their monthly adjusted gross income for rent and utilities, with the voucher covering the rest up to a local payment standard. Vouchers can be used for various housing types, including houses, apartments, townhouses, and mobile homes, provided they meet minimum health and safety standards. Local public housing authorities, PHAs, administer the program, with application processes and waiting lists varying by location. When working with clients interested in Section 8, help them understand the application requirements and prepare for potential challenges, such as limited voucher availability, housing options, and long wait times. Since each housing authority has different rules and availability, refer clients to their local PHA for specific information about application procedures and current waiting periods. Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP, is defined as a federal subsidy program designed to assist low-income households afford home energy bills, energy crises, and weatherization. LIHEAP helps eligible low-income households manage their energy costs. The program may assist with heating bills in winter, cooling bills in summer, emergency help to prevent utility shutoffs, and energy-related home repairs and weatherization. Both homeowners and renters can qualify, and the program covers various heat sources, including electricity, gas, and oil. Assistance amounts vary based on income, household size, and energy costs, with priority often given to the elderly, disabled, or households with young children. When working with clients who might benefit from LIHEAP, help them understand the application process and timing. Examples of documentation a client may need to provide include proof of income, residency, recent utility bills, and documentation of household members. For crisis assistance, they may need to show evidence of an energy emergency. Since funding is limited and provided on a first-come, first-served basis, encourage clients to apply early during enrollment periods, which vary by state. Contact the local LIHEAP office to learn about current application timelines and help the client access weatherization services like insulation installation, air leak sealing, and energy efficiency improvements. Medicaid. Medicaid is defined as a joint federal and state health insurance program that provides medical coverage for individuals and families with limited income and resources. Medicaid provides health insurance for low-income households, people with disabilities, elderly individuals, and others who qualify under specific state programs. Eligibility varies by state, with some states extending coverage to more people through expanded Medicaid programs. Unlike private insurance, Medicaid typically offers comprehensive benefits with little to no cost to the recipient. Most states allow people to apply online, by mail, or in person at their local Medicaid office. Since each state administers its own Medicaid program with different rules, refer clients to their state's Medicaid office for specific information about eligibility requirements and covered services, Medicare. Medicare is defined as a federal health insurance program primarily for individuals aged 65 and older and for certain younger individuals with disabilities or specific medical conditions. Medicare consists of different parts covering hospital care, medical services, and prescription drugs. Since Medicare rules and coverage details change periodically, refer clients to www.medicare.gov or their state health insurance assistance program for the most current information about benefits and enrollment. Nutrition assistance programs. There are varying food assistance programs available across the United States. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, is defined as a federal aid program that helps low-income individuals and families afford nutritious food. SNAP provides food assistance to low-income households through an electronic benefits transfer, EBT, which is defined as a system that enables state welfare departments to provide their clients with financial benefits from public benefits programs such as SNAP in the form of a payment card. An EBT card can be used at grocery stores, participating farmers markets, and some online retailers. The Special Supplemental Nutritional Program for Women, Infants, and Children, WIC, is defined as a USDA program that provides nutritious foods to pregnant women and minors up to the age of 5 who are at nutritional risk. Summer EBT, sometimes called CUN bucks, depending on location, helps families meet nutritional needs during the summer months when children do not receive school meals. Applications for these programs can typically be submitted online, in person, by mail, or by phone through state or local offices. Those with immediate needs may qualify for emergency SNAP benefits available within 7 days. Eligibility and benefit amounts vary based on household size and income, so refer clients to their local office for specific information about qualification requirements. Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, benefits. Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, is defined as a federal program that provides financial assistance to individuals who are unable to work due to a qualifying disability and who have earned enough work credits through prior employment. SSDI provides monthly benefits to people who cannot work due to a disability expected to last at least 1 year or result in death. Eligibility requires having worked and paid Social Security taxes long enough to earn sufficient work credits, with the number needed varying by age. The disability must prevent substantial gainful activity in any job, not just a person's previous occupation. The application process involves submitting medical records, work history, and other documentation. Many applications are initially denied, but appealing these decisions may lead to approval. When working with clients applying for SSDI, help them understand the importance of thorough medical documentation and persistence through the appeals process if needed. Since requirements and procedures change periodically, refer clients to the Social Security Administration for the most current information about eligibility and application procedures. State General Assistance Programs. Many states offer emergency assistance or general assistance programs, sometimes called general relief or home relief, to help people who do not qualify for other forms of aid. These programs typically serve seniors, adults without minor children, and people waiting for approval of disability benefits. Benefits and eligibility requirements vary by state but generally target individuals with few or no assets who cannot access other assistance. Some programs focus on specific groups, like individuals who are unhoused or people with disabilities, with benefits sometimes limited to certain months and work requirements for able-bodied recipients. Assistance received while waiting for SSI approval usually must be repaid from the first benefit check. Applications can typically be submitted through local assistance offices in person, online, by phone, or by mail. Beyond these state programs, many nonprofit organizations offer additional assistance to individuals with low income or special needs. Financial counselors should research what public assistance programs are available in their state and what additional resources might be available through community organizations, religious institutions, and other local support networks, as these can be valuable resources for clients in need of immediate help. Supplemental Security Income, SSI. Supplemental Security Income, SSI, is defined as a federal program that provides monthly financial assistance to individuals who are aged, blind, or disabled, and have limited income and resources. SSI provides monthly payments to people with limited income and resources who are 65 or older, blind, or disabled, including children. Unlike Social Security benefits, SSI does not require a work history to qualify, as it is designed specifically for those with very limited income to help with basic needs like food and shelter. Payment amounts vary based on individual circumstances, living arrangements, and other income sources. Most people who qualify for SSI also become eligible for Medicaid and SNAP benefits. The application process involves providing documentation of income, resources, and medical conditions if applying based on disability. When working with clients who might qualify for SSI, help them understand the strict income and resource limits that apply to the program. More about SSI is discussed under retirement benefits. Since eligibility requirements and benefit amounts change periodically, refer clients to the Social Security Administration for the most current information about the application process. Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TNF. Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TNF, is defined as a federally funded, state-run program providing financial assistance and support services to low-income families with children to promote economic self-sufficiency. TANF provides cash assistance to very low-income families with children when parents or caregivers are unemployed and seeking work. Each state administers its own TANF program using federal funds, resulting in different names, eligibility requirements, and benefit amounts across states. Children in TANF households automatically qualify for free school meals, and in most states, families receive Medicaid coverage. When applying for TNF, the application is typically considered for SNAP benefits as well, even if a person does not qualify for the cash assistance. The program generally includes work requirements and time limits on receiving benefits. Applications can be submitted through local human services offices, and applicants must provide documentation of income, assets, and household composition. Since program details vary by location, refer clients to their state's human services department for specific information about eligibility requirements and application procedures. Workers' compensation. Workers' compensation is defined as follows. A state-mandated insurance program that provides benefits to employees who suffer job-related injuries or illnesses. Workers' compensation provides benefits to employees who get injured or become ill because of their job. This insurance program covers medical care for work-related injuries, rehabilitation services, and income benefits, including partial wage replacement and disability payments. In cases of fatal workplace accidents, death benefits may be provided to surviving family members. Most employers are required by law to carry this insurance, with benefits provided regardless of who was at fault for the injury. Workers' compensation differs from disability and unemployment insurance, as it specifically addresses workplace injuries and typically prevents employees from suing employers for these incidents. The application process usually involves reporting the injury to the employer, seeking medical treatment from an approved provider, and filing a claim within the required deadlines. Requirements and benefits vary by state, so employees should contact their state's Workers' Compensation Board or Commission for specific information about eligibility and claim procedures. The program aims to help injured workers recover and return to work while protecting both employees and employers from the financial impact of workplace injuries. This will be discussed in more detail in the section that addresses money, taxes, and employment.